I appreciate you taking the time.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what does it mean to you to perform for your fellow soldiers?
To me, it means supporting the troops, which, you know, keep the United States strong and keep us free. So when we perform for them and we help with their morale, we're not only helping our fellow soldiers, but we're helping, you know, support our country.
That's awesome.
I mean, it means a lot when you see them smile when they've had a really bad day, rough day, because they have a lot rougher days than we do as band people. And to see them smile, it means a lot.
And I know you guys performed on December 5th. Do you have any other performances scheduled?
We do have one scheduled, but it hasn't happened yet. So we're not supposed to put it out until after it's happened for security reasons. But we do have another one scheduled for New Year's Eve.
Oh, perfect. And I don't know. Is there anything that you want to add? I got the email with all the information, and so I've got a lot of good information. But anything that you would like to say?
Well, I just think what we do. I mean, it's a privilege to be able to do what we do and help people when they're under so much stress and pain, because they see things that we never see, you know, really bad things. And to be able to pull them out of that means a lot to us. Well, that's what we do. That's why we do what we do. And, I mean, I grew up there. I mean, I went to school there in Atkins, which ain't far from Russellville.
Right.
And I'm actually a trumpet player in the band, too, but as far as the rock band, I'm just a singer. And Mr. Clements actually was my band director. He's still there. He's been there forever.
At Atkins High School. Oh, that's nice. I may try to call him if I can get his home number and see if he wants to, you know, say anything about you all grown up.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I graduated from there in 1986.
Uh-huh.
Actually, one of the guys I went to school with, I think he works for the Russellville paper. Sean Ingram.
Yes. You know Sean. Yeah, he's our managing editor.
Mm-hmm. Sean Ingram was in band with me. He played the saxophone when I was in junior high school and in high school.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. He'll get to read my story this afternoon. He'll be the one editing it, so.
He'll be editing your story, huh? Okay.
That's right. So you graduated in 1986. How old are you? I'm sorry.
I'm 45.
45, okay. And
yes,
you grew up in Atkins, and you went to Atkins High School, and that's just amazing.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm still in. I've been in for 18 and a half. I'm going to try to make it to 23. Unless I get promoted. I'll try to do 23.
Nice.
And
all
now,
right.
I now live in Tennessee. I got my house there and everything.
Oh, okay. All right. So you live in Tennessee now, but you're from Atkins. Good.
Yes,
And I think that's all I have, unless if you have something that you, you know, if you have anything else you want to add, I'm all ears. I'm happy to add anything you want.
That's pretty much all I had. Had to say. I said a lot of most of it in the questions, but I mean, we have a lot of fun doing what we do, and seeing the impact makes it worth all lot, you know, worth all the work that it, you know, the impact it has on other people. So that's basically about all I got, though.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.